Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Paul and Ivan have escaped recapture and are still at large in the Astrosian city. But daytime is the danger time, and to avoid recognition, they are forced to climb to a wide ledge on a tall building and hide there. The sun is hot, the ledge is hard, and by late afternoon, they're tired, hungry, and thirsty. But exploring along the ledge, Paul finds the window of a room where a meal has been set. Hurriedly scrambling through the opening, he passes a flask of liquid out to Ivan, but just as he snatches at the food, the door opens and two Amazons walk in. One moves toward the window to block his retreat.
Stay, Scullion. You are caught.
Paul, get them out quickly.
Catch the food.
We have you, insolent one. Open the door.
Help me, Ivan, quick.
Take my hand.
I've got hold of my coat.
Leave him go. Come on, Paul, there's a jump.
Break our necks.
We can't go on scrambling along this ledge. Jump and use the gravity belt to let you down.
We'll have to. They're coming after us. I don't know which way to switch it.
Stay, Scullion, stand.
Try switching it to the left. Jump!
Ivan, we're going up.
Traveling in a curve. Paul, listen, we will clear this building. We can alter the control and come down into the next street.
What about people?
We must get away from here.
Oh, we've nearly cleared the building.
Try the switch downwards.
We've stopped going up. We're drifting sideways.
Then to the right, we'll send us down. We're nearly above the next street. Now watch the right moment. Now switch down. Oh, down safely.
Looks terribly busy, Van. All these people.
Keep your voice down. Just walk. You're dressed like Astrosians. Act like one.
Tight strung with nerves, Paul and Ivan saunter along the street. Every Astrosian that passes brings danger. They feel sure they must be detected. It takes a tremendous effort of will not to turn to see if they're being followed. But the outward casualness that costs them such an effort brings results. No one gives them a second look. At last, to their relief, a narrow street opens to the right.
Down here, Ivan.
Anyone following us? Drop that package of food and look as you pick it up.
Right. All serene. We did it. I just felt so prostrated.
It was not pleasant. Keep walking.
How about stopping for a bite to eat?
It would look too suspicious, eating in a narrow street like this.
Well, let's find somewhere we can get out of sight. I'm ravenous.
It might be hard to... Wait a minute, Paul, look.
What?
That door is open.
Look, we're not going into any more buildings. My nerves won't stand it.
But it seems a great empty space in there, like a hall. It could be a good hiding place.
Oh, well, a quick look. See, you're right. Not a soul about.
No. Just rows and rows of padded benches, all facing the one way.
Like a movie theater.
There's no screen. Nothing but white walls.
Well, don't let's just stand here. Someone might come.
There are spare benches stacked in the far corner. If we could get behind them. Come and investigate.
By the way, how did you make those two let go of my coat? I thought they had me well caught.
I hammered at their hands with the flask you gave me. Oh, look, look, look here. There is quite a space. We could crawl in there. Come.
This is just what we need.
Oh, what it is to feel safe for a while. Here, eat.
Funny looking stuff. A sort of bittersweet taste.
As long as it takes away hunger.
Oh, boy, am I tired. I didn't sleep at all on that ledge.
All right. A meal, then a drink, then we will sleep a little in turns. But once darkness comes, we must somehow find Ilma.
How?
I don't know. But we cannot escape back to the Taurus without her. That goes without saying.
But she could be anywhere. Are we going to stay on the run like this till we've searched the whole city?
What more can we do? She is somewhere. And wherever that may be, we must search till we find her.
Meanwhile, far away on a hop tie, a weary Rocky and Mitch have just returned to the streak.
Ah, Rocky boy, that's that. Every dud dome recharged and humming.
Oh, man, am I tired. Hope your tripod friends are satisfied.
Well, if we've made a success of the job, there's no reason why they shouldn't be, Mitch.
Yeah.
That first pile we recharged must have been going 24 hours now.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, check the outside temperature dial, will you?
Oh, must I?
Well, you're the nearest.
Making a man get to his feet just to read a dial.
Yeah, you're nervous, Mitch, just as I am. In case the temperature keeps going down.
Well, the guy's right to be after what, but... Hey, Rocky, what was the reading before?
68. What does it say?
69.2.
Then it's rising. Oh, Mitch, we've done it.
Yeah, maybe now we can get away from this crummy joint.
Yes.
Unless those tripods come up with some other excuse
Rocky,
to stop
us. Rocky, huh? There's a big crowd of tripods outside the airlock.
Well, the job's a success, Di. Temperature's up more than 1 degree.
I know. I was poking around the ruins, and they crowded around me. They seemed excited, and they said you two were great men.
Yeah, you could say that again.
Di, what about course calculations? Did you ask?
Yes, they're sorry for us to leave. But they'll transmit the course calculations to us as soon as we want them.
Yippee! What are we waiting for? Come on, Rocky, up the control deck. Let's get away from here before they change their minds.
Rocky hurries to the control deck and sets himself before the great bank of instruments and levers. The others wait breathlessly. Suddenly his head sinks forward. He mutters complicated figures softly. His hands move deftly, twisting knobs, pulling levers. Then there's the thunder of takeoff, and the world of the Hoppetye, with its strange coloring and its weird people, is dropping away beneath them.
Well, we're in the thick of it now, Di. Great chunks of rocks everywhere. I can hardly bear to look.
Wreckage of Amenahu and the Yellow Planet.
Yeah.
We know what the Saturnian rings are made up of now, Mitch.
All I want is to be through them. How those tripods could calculate a course through all this, I can't imagine.
Rocky still seems to be in some sort of a trance.
Well, I don't care if he's dancing a hula as long as he pilots the streak, right? Wow, look at the chunks. Seen him miss it by inches.
Yes.
Here come a bigger lot.
Oh,
it's enough to make a guy a nervous wreck. To think all the time we waited just longing to do this.
Well, I'm glad that Rocky wouldn't let us use threats on the tripods to get the course.
Yeah.
At least we saved them from dying out.
Well, that's, whether it's worthwhile saving weird-looking objects like that is just a matter of opinion. Personally, if you were... No, but you didn't. Hey, look, am I imagining things, or isn't it quite so thick outside? Look.
Let me see.
See that? Seems to be easing out a bit.
Yes. Mitch, I think we're through. Look, I can see dark space and stars.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
Farewell.
Hey, Rocky's coming out of it.
Farewell.
What's he saying?
Farewell with gratitude, yes. Goodbye, tripeds. What's the course? Oh, hello, you two.
Ah, Rocky boy.
Rocky.
Oh, yeah?
We're nearly through it.
Oh.
A few more seconds and we'll be out in space.
Well, that's good to know. Oh, boy. Looks good, doesn't it?
It sure does. After a red sky glaring down at you all the time.
Yeah.
From now on, I'm one guy who won't find red sunsets romantic.
Yeah, count me in on that too, Mitch. Well, I can't believe it. We're on our way at last.
But, Rocky... I think you look worried. What's wrong?
Well, I suppose I am a bit.
Well, make with the words. Tell Uncle Mitch.
Well, I hope you haven't forgotten, but we came out here with a job to do, remember?
Sure, yeah, well, yeah, I remember.
To find the Taurus and to find some heavy plutonium, remember?
Mm.
Well, I hate to have to mention this, but so far we've got nowhere.
So that's what you were looking worried about?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, nowhere? We got into the most amazing scrapes I've ever been in my life. We meet all these odd-looking characters, and he says we got nowhere. What are you talking about?
I know, Mitch, I know, but we haven't found the Taurus, nor have we found any heavy plutonium.
All right, well, relax. We can get on with it now.
Yeah, the question is, which way has the Taurus gone? She could be anywhere in space.
Hey, look, Rocky.
Yeah?
Maybe if I rig up that detector beam again, you know, the one that found Di with the terrific circuit in it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we might be able to pick up something from her atomic motors.
All right. You do that, Mitch. And Di, get out the charts, pick out Earth, and take an astrofix, and see if we can find our way back. I'll set a course around Saturn until the beam's ready. That circuit's sending out a strong beam now, Mitch.
Sure is, Rocky boy. Man, this circuit is really something. I think I'm a very clever boy.
All right, get on.
More power than we used before, too. You know, I've got a bank of extra tubes wired up so that we don't blow the whole works.
Good man.
Just along there.
Uh-huh. All right, we'll keep it swinging all directions.
You're keeping near Saturn until we get some sign, Rocky?
Yes, Di. No sense plunging off in the wrong direction. Is this that fix?
Yes. I've taken the bearings to 5 decimals.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want me for anything else, I think I'll get back to the spectroscope. Try for some signs of heavy plutonium.
Yeah, good idea, Di. Whether we locate the Taurus or not, that must be found.
Well, give me a buzz if you need me.
Yeah, right. That fix should put us right.
Hey, Rocky.
Huh?
Listen to this.
Oh, you got something?
Just listen.
Yeah. There could be radiation from an atomic unit. You think it's the Taurus?
Well, it don't give itself a name, but if it's not a spaceship, what is it?
What bearing?
62 in our present position.
Uh-huh. I'll check it with the fix.
Right.
Coming from the opposite direction to Earth. Mitch? Mitch, that must be the Taurus.
Huh?
All right, keep it in the beam. I'm changing course right after them.
At this moment, the Taurus lies silent in an empty clearing on Astros. What is the signal Mitch has picked up? And where is the streak headed as she flashes away into unknown space? There are thrills ahead, so don't miss the next action-packed chapter of the Rocky Star Adventure, Lost in Space.